This is Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m.
Oh, we've got Chris on the line. Good morning, Chris. Oh, good afternoon, Chris.
Yes, good afternoon, Rodney. It's just about afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, it is afternoon.
Yes.
I start off thinking it's morning. I'm on the show and it stays morning for me. I'm talking to Chris O'Brien from Right to Life. And you've got a march coming up in Christchurch.
Yes, we have, Rodney. It's coming up on the 28th, Saturday, the 28th of September. And it is an annual event that's held by a combined pro-life groups around the country, one of a number of pro-life marches that's held here pretty much every year. We've had it since 2020.
And where's the march? Yes. Where do we congregate and where do we walk to? Okay, so
we'll be gathering from about 1 o'clock at Victoria Square. The march will itself start at 2, and we go across basically through the CBD. We will be walking down Oxford Terrace from across Armour Street and then down through the Cashel Mall, back along Colombo Street. About 30 minutes is the entire time.
Good for you.
Yeah, and it's a family-friendly event. We've got a lot of entertainment for the children. We've got some really great pro-life speakers, leaders of the pro-life movement in New Zealand who will be talking, including Simon O'Connor will be the MC. And we have a lot of quite a lineup of very interesting speakers for people to come and listen to. And that will be after the march itself, probably starting at about 2:40.
Great. Now, I'll come back to that, but I want to talk to you. I'm on your webpage, and it's a wonderful, wonderful webpage.
You mean the Right to Life one or right the March for Life one?
No, righttolife.org.nz.
Right.
Is that your one?
Yeah, that's our new one. Well, relatively, it's been around for about 3 years now.
Well, it's a fantastic web page with a lot of resources.
Yeah, we're still building. We're getting there. We do, our organisation does make probably a couple of media releases every week, and they go out to virtually all the media sources in the country. We don't often get a lot of play with the legacy media, but we still go out and make those releases.
We're not allowed to debate abortion anymore in this country.
Well, that's an interesting question, isn't it, Rodney?
I mean, it's just not it's not an issue that the media or the parliament will allow to be discussed or debated.
Yes, unfortunately, it seems to be a done and dusted deal, but I think a lot of people were quite upset that Jacinda and the Labor government sneaked it through right on the cusp of the lockdowns. They made sure they got it in. And you're probably aware it's considered the most liberal abortion law in the world, with a provision for abortion actually up to birth. We know that there are quite a few late-term abortions, third trimester abortions done, you know, where you're talking about survivability. But we really, I feel, and I actually believe that most New Zealanders are not really happy with our abortion legislation. And we just continue to speak out against it, along with all the other pro-life groups. But as you say, largely ignored.
So you could be under the New Zealand law. Baby could be 8.5 months in the womb and be killed.
That is that's the legal situation at the moment, up to including birth is the actual legal.
So you could literally go in the extreme under the law. You could go into labour and still kill the baby.
Well, technically, until the baby is delivered. And in fact, after the baby is delivered, it will, in terms of an abortion, if the baby is actually born alive after an abortion, the baby is left to die on the table in a stainless steel dish. Now, whether that actually happens very often at a late stage, I'm not sure, but back in, I think, the 221 statistic showed that I think there were around about 54 abortions in the third trimester. So really talking about survive, you know, babies can survive. We've got prems at 21 weeks who are surviving. And growing up quite, you know, 22, 23 weeks, they do well. So
I
the
saw,
law really is...
I saw a nurse giving testimony. She may have been Australian or American. You'll probably even know her. About how they abort a baby and it's still alive. And she described them putting them in a witch's hat. I didn't know what that was. And she would... Do you know what that is?
No, I haven't heard the term witch's hat.
Yeah, and...
But I do know that with a partial birth abortion, which is often what they term a late-term abortion, they do... pierce the baby's skull and pull it out, but most of the abortions are done at a much earlier age, but they do have to, in a surgical abortion, they basically carve the baby up in the womb and then remove all its pieces. They have to reassemble it in a petri dish or in a dish to make sure they've got everything. It's, you know, fortunately, There are fewer and fewer abortionists willing to do this in New Zealand now, and there's been a trend in recent years for, I think there's 50% surgical versus 50% medical abortions, which involve the abortion drugs. Well, they're used for abortion, mifepristone to kill the baby and misoprostol to expel it. Now, these are the ones that have been approved for... people can really just ring up, get the drugs couriered to them, and 50% of all abortions are now being done as medical abortions. I think the figure for the last available was 14,126 babies would have been aborted.
So you can take those. You can take that medical abortion just at home.
Yes, you can. Yes. In fact, that's what happens. The mother aborts the child at home.
And up to what gestational period do you know you can be doing that?
Usually up to about 10 weeks, possibly a little bit longer.
And the babies... I've seen this in Australia, as I said, in the United States. And this nurse was giving testimony. And she said these babies are put to one side. Mm. And left to suffocate. And she says she would go over if she could have time and just hold the baby until the baby died.
Yes. Well, that's what Right to Life has been trying to get the authorities to actually, if a baby is born alive. And literally thousands of babies around the world have been born alive after various types of abortions, especially medical ones where the baby's been burnt in the womb. In fact, there's quite a large number of women who travel the world speaking out on behalf of abortion survivors.
Yes.
But the fact that they are set aside and left to die without treatment, that is what is required. The government demands that. If a baby is born alive after an abortion, the actual law is you just leave it. You don't do anything. Which to me is another. It's barbarism, really.
Can a doctor refuse to do an abortion?
A doctor is required by law to, if a woman makes an inquiry about an abortion, he's required to pass that woman on to someone who is prepared to do it.
What got you into this, Chris?
It was about, I've been in with Right to Life now about nearly 25 years. I'd always had a heart for the underdog. I think that was the main thing that got me into it. I met a friend who invited me along to a pro-life meeting with Right to Life, a guy called David Malcolm, many years ago. And I gradually, just when I first got in there, I realised what was going on, and it seemed to be that it was something that I was meant to do. It's been a long road, really. There's been a lot of people standing up for, you know, injustice in terms of the pro-life movement. There's some very hard workers around the country, and we just feel we can't stop fighting on behalf of the unborn and also of the vulnerable.
I couldn't get more vulnerable than a little baby in a womb.
Well, no, you'd expect the womb would be the safest place for a little child. But look, abortion is not something that only impacts, you know, the loss of life of the babies. Rodney, you're aware, you know, that it causes terrible problems for mothers. And, you know, abortion does impact families, it impacts mothers, it impacts fathers. There are lots of organisations that provide for healing after an abortion. I think even women who say that the abortion didn't affect them at all, we believe, you know, the data shows that, you know, that abortion does affect mental health and all sorts of things. But our aim is really, we would like to see a country, and that New Zealand is a country, where abortion isn't just illegal, but it's unthinkable. Mm. And I think we need to look at what's actually happening in terms of the support that's being given to mothers who are facing an unexpected pregnancy. We can't just say, well, we'll ban abortion and leave it at that. We do need to have support for these people, and I think there are a lot of organisations, for instance, Pro-Love, who are one of the five different organisations coming to the march to speak. We have Melissa Dobbs there in Auckland, who runs Pro-Love, and they provide all sorts of support for families and for mothers. There's lots of different organisations like Pregnancy Counselling Service that do a great job. So we're talking not only about just wanting to ban something, but we're wanting to, you know, help those people who really need it.
Absolutely. Well, you're a wonderful man, Chris. Tell us again, in Christchurch, the date, the time and the place for the March for Right to Life.
Yes, the march will be on Saturday, the 28th of September. So it's not this Saturday, but the one after. At Victoria Square, we'll be gathering probably earlier than 1 o'clock, but there will be entertainment. There will be a music team there. There will be children's entertainment, including free candy floss, popcorn, face painting.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll have placards for people. So people can bring their own signs. We don't want gruesome signs. We do have about 400 placards for people to hold as we go around the march, witnessing to the people of Christchurch.
Mm. Oh, Chris, thank you for the call.
It'll be a great event.
Sorry?
You're welcome, Rodney.
Yes, well, I'm not going to make it to Christchurch just that weekend. I'm very, very sorry. But if I was there, I would support you and I would march.
Well, that's fantastic.
Thank you so much for your call, Chris.
Get around.
And if you've got anything coming up or anything you want to discuss, drop us a note.
You're listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.